بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون. In the previous ayats we read where those people particularly Allah Ta'ala referred to who are weak in their disposition. By that is meant that whenever any difficulty befalls them, any hardship, then they immediately they react to it and they can't control themselves, and we forget that we are under the law of Allah and that this has come from Allah, and it's time to make sabr and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And when some goodness comes to them, then they become arrogant, boastful. They don't spend in the good causes. We again forget that we are the servants of Allah and what the commandments of Allah Ta'ala are for us. Now to come out of that, Allah has given us a prescription. If we follow this prescription, we will come out of that, and then we will be able to, under all circumstances, realize we are the slaves of Allah and we have to submit to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So there are various qualities which are mentioned which we have to work towards developing within ourselves. These were mentioned in the beginning of the 18th Supara also. Here they are mentioned again and we are being reminded that we must develop these qualities. The first quality is illal musalleen, magar wo namazi, those who are regular with their namazes. So that is an effort that we have to make, that we are regular with our five times namaz. And not only the outward form of namaz, but that we make an effort that the reality of namaz comes into us. And that is that we get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Namaz five times, we are called to the house of Allah to refresh our iman, to refresh our connection with Allah. In between, we can do all our other work which is permissible. Our housework, our shop work, office work, factory work, everything. But with the namaz, we were supposed to be trained that we bring the commands of Allah in all those things. So if we do that, then we will come out of those people. We will be always conscious that Allah is watching us. And if good or bad conditions come, then also we won't do what I think I must do now. How many people, may Allah save us all, our families and everyone, turn to drugs at such a time, turn to alcohol at such a time, going to all different types of people, wrong people for advice and how to come out of it, whereas Allah is our maker and He has given us the directions how we must follow. When goodness comes upon us, Allah gives us good health, gives us money, everything is going smooth, then also we forget what we have to do. Then we spend our time and our energies also in things that we should not be doing, and we forget the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, those musalleen alladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun, who are regular on their namazes. Not only casually we make namaz, not only a few namazes like only Jummah or only Eid, or during the day we are only here for Maghrib or something like that. No, for all the namazes and with the essence of namaz. And also when we are traveling also we make our namaz. Not only when we are at home, not only when things are nice, now I'm feeling depressed, I don't make no namazes also. No, that's not the solution. Now I've got a lot of money, I'm having a lot of parties, etc., and we forget our namaz. Now these people will come out of that, who defers their namazes will be correct. So next thing, وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, or jin ke maal mein hissa muqarrar hai. And those people, that the wealth which Allah has given us, first of all, we have to be convinced that it's not my money, but Allah has given it to me and it's an amanat by me. It's a trust by me. There are many more people who have got more capabilities than us, but they are not blessed with that wealth that what we have got. So this money which Allah has given to us, that we realize that there is a fixed portion of it. Lisa'ili wal mahroom, maangne wale aur haare hue ka, for those people who are beggars and who are forced to beg. not just a professional beggar, but a person that circumstances have come on him and forced him to beg. And those people who are poor, mahroom, who just by nature, they haven't got things, they haven't even got the basic necessities of life. While we are enjoying, especially during this holiday period, and now the festive period, the Christmas season is coming and the New Year season, and we will be doing many, many wrong things also during this time. Whereas we know, for example, what is happening in Syria, what is happening around us, what is happening in our own town. There are people in difficulties and hardship, and we forget all those people. So those people, that what we have given them, there is a fixed portion, and at least our zakat, that we take it out properly and give it out also properly and see that it is goes in the right channels also. So these people who will do that, who don't live for only for their own sake and for their own pleasure, but they are considerate of other people also and worried about others as well. Those people will come out of that condition, that when hardships come, that they forget who they are, or when ease and comfort comes, they forget who they are. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ اور جو یقین کرتے ہیں انصاف کے دن پر. And those people who believe, and this belief, not just that we say we believe, but that true belief that the day of judgment is going to come. Like, yeah, if a person knows he has got an investigation by SARS or somebody, may Allah save us all, we know how much we prepare. The accountant can satisfy us, everything is in order. Don't worry, we've got all our books in order, but still we will be worried. How won't we be worried? And on the day of Qiyamah, a person who has got that worry that Allah is going to interrogate, and Allah knows every fine detail, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. Allah knows our secrets and those things which are more hidden than secrets also, that also Allah knows. And Allah will be questioned, and what an authority, what an absolute authority. And if a person understands this, he will save himself from gunas. He will save himself from the places of guna. He will save himself from things that will lead him to guna. He will be very concerned about himself. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ اور جو لوگ اپنے رب کے عذاب سے ڈرتے ہیں. And those people who fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is an absolute authority and an absolute being. And there is no law that governs Allah. Allah is above every law. And Allah does as He pleases. And there is absolutely no one who can question Allah Ta'ala. So those people who have that fear of the adab, this is a very important thing also, to have that fear of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. We don't know for what and when Allah Ta'ala can punish a person. For example, Shaitan himself, he was the person who made so much ibadat of Allah that we cannot imagine. He had so much knowledge of the deen of Allah, we cannot imagine. But yet, what finally became of him? So we cannot be, even a person can be the most pious person, can have all the knowledge and everything, but the fear of Allah must be there all the time, that we don't know for what and when Allah can take us to task. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ بے شک ان کے رب کے عذاب سے کسی کو ندر نہ ہونا چاہیے. And really, it is such the reality that nobody should become bold and brave and think that the adab of Allah won't come to me. And worst of all, those people who used to say that bring Allah's adab, let me see. People today say, I'm going in my grave, you going in your grave, you don't worry about me. All these type of things. People who don't keep roza and say roza for those people who haven't got food in their house. All such things are very, very, very dangerous. A person must always have fear of the adab of Allah. In this very world, what and what can happen to a person? We all must be knowing people who are worried about their eyesight. I'm losing my eyesight. I've got back problems. I can become paralyzed. Anything can happen. Motor car accident can happen. And what can a person person can become a kavicha after that. So we don't know what can happen. A person must have the fear of Allah all the time. And those who fear Allah, and it spurs them on to do good deeds and stay away from all haram. That is what really the fear. Not just that we say, I fear Allah, and we still break His laws openly. We say, I know there are speed traps in front, and still we're driving wild and fast. That doesn't mean that you know that there are speed traps and the consequences, that you can be locked up also. If a person knows all that, he will observe those the speed regulations, etc. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala is there. We must consider that and have that concern also all the time. Wow. In front are a few more qualities that we have to observe. Then Allah will take us out of that unmindful condition of us, that we don't care what happens. وآخر دعوانا